Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Shift. Hope yous are all well and thanks for listening as usual. This week's guests are Brendan Sagalo and Killian Sunderman. So basically what we chatted about this week was I asked for their perspective on what me and Maddie and Maura talked about last week. So I just wanted to get the male's perspective on that. So we had the chats about expectations in the bedroom, different styles of sex, what they like, and we also talked about crying, and then we just had the chats in general. So I'm excited about this episode and I hope you guys will enjoy it. Killian's amazing. If you're not following him on Instagram, go follow him. He's so funny. And TikTok. So his videos are amazing. And Brendan just released an album, which I put the links in the description, and I'll put the links to Killian's Instagram and everything as well. So go listen, follow, all of that. And if you want to see the video for that, for this episode, it's up on the Patreon. So patreon.com/theshiftpodcast. And next week's episode will be up there as well. And obviously the sex shop episode, which I still have to edit properly, is already up on the Patreon because the video's up there. But I just have to edit the audio and post it on here as well, which I know I said I'd do this week and I haven't done yet, but I'm sorry, but I will. So yeah, so I'm excited about this. Enjoy this. Oh, also as well, if you want to sign up to the Patreon, the solo episode is there as well. So there's a new solo app just about my private dating life. Just get a bit more personal, kind of like a little diary session. If you're interested in that, it's up there as well. So that went up yesterday. Other than that, I love yous and enjoy this episode.
Hello.
Hello. Oh,
wow, your audio is amazing.
Mine is?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, that's what happens when you're a professional, you know.
Wow. Really makes it look like a video.
How's my audio? How's my audio? I feel left out.
I think your audio is good.
Yours is good.
Yeah. There's two types of goods. There's yours is good. And then Katie's, which is yours is good. Same sentence. Same
sentence. That's how I feel. Aww. Wait, should I turn it up?
I don't
think. No, it sounds great. No, it sounds great. Yeah, it sounds amazing. Think any like Brendan's could sounds like it could be a radio show host or something.
Hi, welcome to WBLZ, the balls.
Don't mind my hair. I just got out of the shower and I'm trying this new thing where you brush it in the shower and let it dry to see if your hair is curly. But I don't think it is.
Oh, amazing. Do you the t-shirt drying thing where you get a t-shirt?
See, that's what I was meant to do because it's from the TikTok video. I've just done half of the job.
Dude, the shit that I've learned from TikTok, I feel like I didn't even have to go to college.
I know.
Yeah.
I learned so much. I stopped dating someone because of TikTok videos. So I've had her on the podcast, but her name is Emma Vernon and she puts all these dating TikTok videos like advice. And then the main thing was like, just like date someone that actually likes you. And I was like, I don't think this guy likes me. I'm going to end it with him.
Controversial advice there. Date someone you said who likes you.
Well, she was like, you know, like, just kind of someone who's being like, because I guess like the guy I was dating at the time would talk about himself and his stuff all the time, and it was like pushing 3 months, and I was like, he never even asked me stuff about Ireland, which is pretty basic, you know. That's, like, or
that's very off-putting,
right? Maybe, or like
maybe
what,
sorry I interrupted you. No, go. I was gonna say maybe he didn't care. No, maybe he maybe he was like, oh, if I don't want to ask her about the thing that she's always asked about.
Yeah, but then ask like about that. Something. He just talked about his thing all of the time. So
that's true. That's true.
Yeah. But yeah.
Thing. Okay.
Well, he DJ'd. He's not a bad
guy. Okay.
He's
like, that's all DJs talk about is the fact that they're DJs. That's like part of the job.
Yeah.
And like, he's like nice and stuff. He just, yeah, it was just too much. I watched a 2-hour documentary about DJing. I actually did find it interesting, but I was like, I also just a bit basic. I'd find anything interesting. So, but like, I just need a bit of something did, back, you know. Yeah.
Ask did me he make questions. You watch that? Was he like, dude, you want to watch this? This is like, I love this. This is so, this like is who I am, you know? Like, this made me who I am. Was it like that? Because I've done that to chicks. I've made them watch like every stand-up comedy, like documentary in the world.
It is fine. Yeah. Like, I love like, okay, so with every single, this is gonna make me sound like such a basic bitch, but with every single partner I've had, I've watched their different type of sport with them, just because they get excited and I'm like, yeah, now all of a sudden I like basketball, now I like UFC. I just like it when I'm with them. I don't follow up afterwards.
Totally.
But, yeah.
Because, you know, you guys get so excited and it's like, whatever. So I don't mind any of that. You just also have to be like, well, do you have brothers and sisters? You know, yeah. Especially after a few months.
But also it's like, there's, you know, I've like had to have like I'm not saying this was your thing, but I've had to have conversations with women that I just don't even want to talk to. You know what I mean? I just want to bang them, you know, and it's like pulling teeth, it sucks. You're just going like, oh my god. Yeah, I've had that thing happen where you ask a question you asked like 2 minutes ago, you're like, so, and you catch yourself in the middle of it, you're like, so, like, where are you from? Oh, you told me where you're from. Okay.
You did. That's trying to talk to someone who you just can't talk to, or the silence or something like that. Like, there's a funny period you get to when you actually just start asking yourself questions and you do things where you're just like, what do I do for a job? I work as like, I do comedy sketches or something like that. They're just like, it's just silence. And you go, what do I do today? I went, you know what? Or you just kind of have to throw a question at yourself as if you're repeating what they said. It's like,
oh my God. It's the worst too when you like, when you do that and you're like trying to build chemistry, not even build chemistry. You're trying to just mix a pot of something and be like, maybe this is chemistry. And you're just like so bored with the questions and everything. And then they call you the next day and they're like, I had so much fun. And blah, blah, blah. You're like, you did. How did you have fun? That even shows how much we don't have chemistry. 'Cause I didn't have fun at all.
Yeah. Well, I always find like a lot of the dates I go on, because I talk a lot, I'm a talker, and I'll talk loads and loads and loads. And then sometimes they don't talk. And then if I go quiet, they're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, no, you can talk. You can. I don't want to be the one that's always like trying to entertain, and especially like go quiet. They're like, is something wrong? And I'm like, no, you just don't have any opinions. You don't.
It's just the fucking worst. It's the worst when you just don't care about the person that you're like on a date with. And you're just like, So, how old are your parents? When did they have you?
How old are you? What's your dad's name?
Yeah. Do you have a picture of your mom I could see?
Bet my dad's taller than your dad.
Yeah. How tall is your dad? It's such a funny question. So how tall is your dad?
Like, I have said it before in the podcast, and I think like women will say like, oh, guys, I was talking about their problems a lot, but now that we're talking about this, they're probably just trying to make it interesting. They're probably like trying to not ask the basic stuff, and they're like, I have PTSD, what about you?
Yeah, well, also that's hilarious too, because sometimes you'll be on a first date and you'll either like, you know how some people are like, oh man, they just unloaded their problems on me, it was fucking crazy. And it's like, well, maybe you were boring. Maybe you were so boring that they just like, it just got that way. And they're like, I know what I can talk about, my issues.
My problem is I love helping people. And I feel like I've really overcome whatever issues I have, which I actually haven't. I'm just like, you know, walking that edge every day. But I think so, you know, and I'm always like, I love to help. And I want to like, you know, when they tell me their problems, I want to give advice, and that's all fine. But then I find out I'm 3 months down the line, I'm just a therapist. I'm like, you're calling me for every little thing. Like, what color shirt should I wear? And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. I hate feeling like I'm making the girl that I'm seeing or talking to my therapist. It strains me in a way. I go, I can't, I don't want to talk to, because then that just becomes the relationship of being like, oh, I'm sad today. And they're like, well,
let's talk it out.
Yeah, they're like, did you go for a run? Maybe, you know, you could just tell that they're like, I don't want to talk to you.
You know? Killian, have you ever done? You're in Ireland now, right?
Yeah, I'm in Ennis. I'm in the west coast of Ireland, and it honestly. Like, I mean, I've always been from Ireland. I mean, but I'm from Dublin, which is on the other side. I'm telling you, Brendan. Sorry.
I just thought it to be nice.
I had that thought. I was like, oh, wow. Is this the first time they're meeting?
It is the first time we're meeting.
Yeah, it is. No, it definitely is. But anyway, I always complained about the weather over on that side. But actually, over on this side, it's just, like, it doesn't not rain. Like, it's not like... It's never dry. It's always like, you know, damp or wet. Those are the two states. So it's very, very wet.
Is it raining right now?
Yeah, it's lashing. And it's been lashing for like, I mean, it's got like, you know, when you look on Google and it's like chances of rain, it's just been 100% for the last 10 days.
Oh my God.
Just even if it trickled down to like 95% chance of rain, I'd be like, oh my God. Oh my Lord.
I found that when I first went back to Ireland. So my family live in Longford and it's very damp and wet there all the time. Mm. And when I started like wearing mascara over here, I'm not wearing it right now. But when I came back, I was 2 years in this country. I came back and like literally even when it wasn't raining, there'd be mascara all over my face. It's just that's how damp the fucking country is. What's going on?
It's not even that like good rain where it like rains for an hour and then you go out and it's all like sunny and you're like, wow, look at this. That's the earth just had a shower. It's the horrible rain.
No, it's different type. There is different types, and you do become a bit of a like a, I don't know, like a connoisseur of the rain or something like that. Like the other day in the morning, I walked out and it was the one where it was just kind of like there was just like fizzy droplets just in the air. They weren't actually falling. They were just there and you walked into them and you'd be wet. You'd be like, oh, it's not like pitter patter rain. It's like you walk into it and then you're fucking soaked.
Yeah, I brought home a bunch of Americans with me 1 year and they were saying the same thing. We would like walk through one street, there'd be no rain. The next street would be like buckets. It was like something like out of a TV, like a TV set or something.
I don't mean to ruin the momentum at all, but it just hit me that we're talking about rain.
And that's
where
not
are
what
you,
I,
Brendan?
I'm in Astoria, Queens.
Okay, we're right
did
by
you guys
each other.
Not have a snowstorm?
It's snowing right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
No, what I want to ask you, Killian, is have you done therapy? Because I know in Ireland it's not as
I've talked about going to therapy a lot. When I lived in New York for 2 years and when I went over there, I think after the first 6 months I was like, I gotta fucking see a therapist.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, this place, I need to see a therapist. 100%. But then I just talked about like every like person I met, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go see a therapist, I'm gonna do it. And then I never did. I guess I just never did it. But I mean, I'm very open to the idea. I kind of feel like I'm okay right now. But I think it's a lot more people did it over there, so I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's not such a weird thing. People don't really tend to do it much over here, and we kind of like to repress our feelings.
Get on with it, kind of like what's that. My dad would be like, no point crying over spilt milk, you know, just it's grand.
But then why would we have the ability to cry? That's how I look at it. We're humans who have the ability to cry because of an emotion. There's got to be a reason to that. There's got to be. There's our creator or whatever, you know, whatever is, you know.
I need to.
Why would we be given an emotion that we're like, no use feeling that emotion?
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is harder for men. I know, because I had a man cry around me recently and I was like, oh, are you okay? You want a tissue?
There is a thrill to that, though. There is a thrill. I mean, like when you cry in front of a chick, you picture yourself as like you're Matthew McConaughey in a movie and you're just like, it's just like I'm showing her emotion. But what they see is like, Jesus Christ, this guy's going to be a fucking mess. Huh?
I cry. I think I didn't cry for like 10 years, I think. And then I just, like, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I just started crying again. And I mean, I got to say, I love it. I think you're right, Brennan. It's like, it's an ability. You make it sound like a really shit superhero power, but it's like, yeah, it's a real, yeah, it's an ability. We could cry, we should do it.
Yeah. I've said it on the podcast.
Watch movies and stuff.
Well, I've said it on the podcast before. It's, there's stuff in your tears. It's a stress reliever. That's why you're meant to cry. Mm. Plus, you're just washing your eyes out. If anybody says anything, be like, no, I'm just washing my eyes out, okay?
Yeah.
They need to be clean.
No, I love crying. Dude, I cried. I did a show at the New York Comedy Club last week, and we just put on this this magic show that's on Hulu called In and of Itself. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but
the title's making me cry.
It's incredible, but it's a magic show, but it's a one man magic show. And I'm sitting there with a buddy of mine, and we're just watching it. And we got to the end, and we're both just like, I look at him, he's like this, I'm crying. We're just going like, oh, got me, man. This fucking got me, dude.
Got me.
That's lovely. Aww.
It was the best. It was the best.
That's nice.
Okay. Well,
I love crying during movies. Oh, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, aside from, well, sometimes when people say, oh, this movie make you cry, and then it doesn't make me cry, it makes me feel worse, because then I'm like, am I broken? No. Why didn't, like, I didn't cry during Soul. I was just like, it was lovely. But
people cry during, I was on another story. Here you go. I was on and then, you know, whatever. I was flying with a bunch of my buddies to Los Angeles. Hello. And
pre-COVID, obviously, right?
Yeah, pre-COVID. And my buddy was sitting on the plane, like across from, like up and across from me, so I could see what he was watching. You know, we were both on the alleyway, and whatever that's called. And he was watching The Lion King, and I just started laughing that he's watching the cartoon Lion King. I'm just laughing. I go like this, and I tap him, and he turns around, and he's got tears going down his fucking face.
Not now, man.
It was the best.
These are like movies and like stuff like that. But have you ever cried like during sex or like when you're being intimate with someone?
No.
I think I cried. Yeah, I've cried once or twice during sex. Yeah.
Really? Why?
Well, like a goodbye. Like it was like the last time. It was like a goodbye. I was leaving the country, and I'm never going to see the person again. So it wasn't like during. It was afterwards. It was like a goodbye thing. So it was, I mean, it's never been like an emotional thing. Some sort of whatever. It just like it was a goodbye, and it was the last time ever. So a few tears came up.
Oh, that's nice. Did the person cry as well?
Yeah. I think they were crying as well. Yeah, yeah. I hope so.
They were actually laughing, which made the cry worse. Actually,
what about you, Brendan? Did you ever cry during sex?
No, I've never cried during sex, but I have had that last goodbye cry where, you know, you just know it's over and you're hugging each other and I'm just fucking crying. I think the hardest I've cried in the past couple of years was like, I was just bummer alert. I had a friend die and sad. Sorry. And sad. And I was just like, I didn't even cry at the funeral. I didn't really cry even when I heard it. Like a few tears, just like, what the fuck, you know? And I was just holding it in and I was just drinking. I was pounding down booze. And then I got like I got like call the cops on yourself blackout. And I'm like, but I'm still like kind of there. And I get home to when I was living with my ex-girlfriend at the time. And she's like, Jesus Christ. It was like a Tuesday. She's like, Jesus, are you okay? Like you came home and you're fucking bleeding from the eyes. And I just fucking pow. It just all out. It just broke, dude.
Mm. You felt better afterwards.
Yeah.
I felt so much better afterwards. Mm. So much better.
You need that release. You're right. So everybody cry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I did want to ask you guys about, which is aside from crying, a smooth transition here, was me and Sex Shop. I did an episode that's going to come out as a bonus episode before this comes out about sex toys. And I wanted to ask you guys, have you used sex toys?
I have. Who's jumping in? We just did a fucking... We're at the jump ropes. I've used a sex toy twice. Once.
What was it?
Oh no, once I used it because I dated a girl who had a vibrator that she was like, we should use this, and I'm like, sure. And I just laughed at it. It makes me giggle thinking about being like, like using it like I'm Wingardium Leviosa. And I don't know. It was just weird. And then she bought me a one of those, like, it's like a Fleshlight, but it's like connected to the internet. So you can, like, you know, put it in your phone and control Whoa. It. And like, it squeezes your dick. It's supposed to like jerk you off or something, but it just sucked. And so that was the last time I went, look, I think I'm just a, I think I'm just a meat and potatoes kind of hands guy when it comes to jerking off.
What about you, Killian?
I with the vibrator once, I think I messed around with that. I've never like put anything in my butt or anything like that. But I mean, I guess I'm probably open to it. Just I'm not at that stage yet. But yeah, I think I used a vibrator once. And then like involving that in sex, I think is exciting and good. It can be fun. But yeah, so I mean, I like using them a little bit, I guess, with other people. Am I talking about using it on myself or?
Either or, I guess. Have you?
With other people, I think they're kind of fun. I've never kind of like, you know, sat at home and I've never, like, I guess, masturbated with them before. I've never done that. That must be, that's the next thing I need to notch off my bucket list, I guess.
I'd be totally down. Like, I'd be totally down to come to Ireland and just and help you. Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm totally down for everything. If I can find a fucking masturbation thing that will like make it so much better, I'm looking for that. I'm like fucking, I'm dry handing it, holding my breath, you know, seeing if that'll work, you know. And in bed, I'm totally down. I just think when at the time I was so young that I was like, even the thought of using a sex toy was like, this crazy, dude.
There is, though, I looked up before, because obviously Sex Shop has said ones, but they were like masturbators, like sleeves and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I looked up ones before we did this, but there's like some out there that are like $100 that are like machines that jerk you off. Like, oh my God. I was like,
it's like, like that.
That's
crazy. Like, I'm in such a rush. Those finance guys, they have no time on their hands. They just
they're so coked. Yeah, everything needs to be now.
I gotta go. I got a meeting. I gotta jack off. I gotta go to work.
Yeah.
Pencil you in.
I find vibrators are great, like, because sometimes, like, if you're having lots of sex, because I can only come if I'm masturbating, so my hand gets tired and I'm just like, I can't. And then there's that, you're in your head and your hand's cramping up, so I can't orgasm. So the vibrator is great. But the guys are always like, oh, how do you want me to use it? And I'm like, nah, I'll use it. You can't. We're not spending an hour you trying to figure out where this goes.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, but there's also like, that's the funny thing about both men and women know what it feels like to be fingering someone and then the hand cramps and you're like, gotta keep going, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have
Oh, it's the fucking worst.
Okay, so you guys haven't. Wait, well, are you with anybody right now, Killian? Or are you single?
Yeah, I'm in my girlfriend's dad's house at the moment.
I think like there's been like a huge upsell, is that the word, or up buy? I don't know, of these masturbation toys and like vibrators, just because people are like home alone and they're horny.
Yeah, really. And they're getting better at the technology, like you're saying. Like they're getting so fucking good at electronically jacking people off.
It's crazy, dude. It's like I mean, they have these like VR goggles that put you in the fucking room. You could strap something onto your penis so that it like connects to the VR and it just feels like you're having this like virtual sex. It's insane.
So controversial opinion on this. So obviously I asked Sex Shop and she said, doesn't matter if you use a vibrator, it's not going to remove your sensitivity. That's a big thing that people are like, oh, don't be using it all the time, you won't be able to come But then, so with that line of thought, what about you guys? Let's say if you're watching like virtual porn, does it change your even porn in general, does that change your expectations of what you want in the bedroom with an actual human?
No, it does. I think it does do something to your fucking head, you know, where you're just like seeing all of this. So you have a special, like, you have something that, oh, sex looks like this, but like, I don't have sex and I go, well, I want to be like, you know, I want to do what they did in the video. I'm just like, I know what this is. I know how to, you know, for me, it's getting closer to someone or whatever. Mm. But if you're watching more porn than you're having sex, you're going to be like, that's what's normal. And what I do is it's just going to, your brain is going to get all fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think, I used to think like sex, like porn was way more like effective, like would have much stronger effect on people than it used to. I remember a friend of mine that wrote a thesis on it. She was like, it's terrible. Like apparently the idea was at the time that like all these young men mostly were watching shed tons of porn. I mean, like young men tend to do, and young women too, but it was making them kind of not be able to get boners and stuff like that because they were getting these false expectations from pornography. I think that whole theory, I think, has kind of been winded back a little bit, and people tend to watch porn in the same way they watch like action movies and like Mission Impossible, and they see, you know, Tom Cruise jumping off a train onto a helicopter and they don't go, oh, I'm going to do that. They go, that's a movie. In the same way they look at, like, you know, porn, they go, okay, that's something that's happening there, but I'm not going to be able to do that because it's a performance thing. So I guess I kind of believe that. But I do think if you watch like a shit ton of porn when you're very young, it will make, you know, moving into, you know, sex like a lot more awkward for yourself. So, you know, maybe be careful.
Do both of you though have like more, so me and the ep that went up today, me, Maddie and Morris spoke about how we prefer like nearly vanilla, we coined it like vanilla style sex, like we don't want to be like bouncing around, I don't want to be like grabbing the cum and rubbing all over my face or whatever, like yeah. And we were going to extreme,
whoa, what the hell, then I'm out of here, sister, what the fuck.
But you know what I mean, like just kind of like what you would consider more normal, not that the other stuff isn't normal, but more like, yeah, like bland, I guess, not like a performance, not like, are you guys, is that the type of sex you have, or would you expect more wilder because of porn?
I just like whatever is happening in that moment. I like, it's the closest you can come on your face to it's the closest you could come to like being incredibly present and in the moment and being and just being. You're not going, oh, I have to, if you can really focus, you're not going, oh, I have to be really good, I have to do, if you just fucking let yourself be with that woman or partner or whatever, you can be so just in the moment and there, and I love that about that. And then you go, whatever, and that was that, and what, and you know, and if they go, well, you know, I like to be spanked on the ass, you're like, I'll remember that for next time, I guess. I'll try. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's about being present and in the moment and stuff like that. But I definitely think if you're in maybe relationships and things like that, it can be nice to kind of think of new or different ways to kind of develop things and bring new elements into it and stuff like that. And that might mean being a little bit like, I guess, wilder. I don't know what wild is. Like, I'm not hanging off the roof, wrapping people around and, you know, cling film or whatever, but I don't know. I mean, I haven't Googled this, so I'm just making, what are the kids doing these days? Cling film and roofs, right? But like, you know, I mean, doing interesting new things that you maybe like haven't done before. And then you go, oh wait, that's a wow, that's a really new, different kind of flavor to what we're doing, and it can be exciting. So I guess, yeah, like, you know, maybe vanilla as a standard, but then, you know, moving and trying and developing, and things get stale very easily, I think, and you have to constantly reinvent them and do them again.
And the worst thing that can happen with a partner is just essentially using them to masturbate. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you have to fucking grow this relationship with this person and, like, you know, figure sex out and become this fucking and water this flower together. That is essentially you too. And the worst thing is like the vanilla sex of like, just fucking missionary on me, and then let's finish up and watch, you know, Netflix for a little while. That's the worst thing that you can do.
Well, yeah. So like for me, I definitely don't mean that. Like, I mean, okay, so I'll just give you an explanation of what's inside my head. So there's the passionate kind of romantic sex where you're like connecting, it's intimate, like you do other positions, but it's like sensual. Like, that's the type of sex I like, where you're like just like fucking could kiss each other's their whole body, if that makes sense. It's very like like nearly loving, but like also enjoyable, and like that building it up, if that makes sense. I don't want to be choked. I don't want to be hit. I don't want to be smacked on the arse. I don't want to have to be like, yeah, bang me harder. But like, you know, it just sounds ridiculous. I don't know. But that, I think that's more an thing over here that I've noticed, that like, you know, a lot of my friends would say that they love to be choked, or they love to be like one of the guys I was talking to, he said he was dating this girl and she was like, hit me. And he was just like, and she just wanted violent slaps. And like, that's at one point he hit her until she was bleeding and he had to break up with her. Cause he was like, I just can't, this isn't the person I want to be. And so, and like the guy I'm seeing now, he likes like dirty talk, and I'm trying, but I just, I feel like I'm like, yeah, rail me. And I'm like, I don't want to be railed. I don't know why I said that.
So
I
just let it.
Oh, come on. I feel like, fuck me. Yeah.
Fuck. I love books.
I just want to be loved.
Oh, yeah. So fucking horny. Just go on. Yeah. Fuck me. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, so I like, I love sex. I'm comfortable with it. I'll do anything. I'll lick anywhere you want. I don't give a shit. But I don't want it to be like, I don't want to have to choke you, or I don't want to be, you know, that other level. So I guess that's what I'm talking about. The kind of, so not that my sex is vanilla. It's just more maybe intimate. But then the choking's not intimate. I don't know. It's just, I think choking style and hitting style and all of that is maybe more porn style. You don't see as much of what I'm talking about in porn, unless it's like feminist porn. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think maybe you're right. Like, things that sell are probably more of the kind of like, you know, BDSM. Is that what like all that stuff is called?
Like, yeah, I don't even think that's even like BDSM. That.
Or is not, it? No.
I don't know.
What does it stand for? I know the first B is for Brendan.
Yeah, it's Brendan.
You don't have to do
Brendan Dam. Mother Sagalow.
That's it.
That's my name. I don't know
you
what it's for.
You spelled it wrong, though. You said BDSM.
Oh, fuck. Brendan Dam Sagalow, man.
Wait, no, because Brendan, what you're talking about is definitely more the intimate sex. You're like cool, grand with that.
I love that, because that's the most, again, not to be too fucking Buddhist here, but it is the most present that you could be in that moment. Like, if you dirty talk, you're dirty talk, you just let it out, and you're not going like, you're not thinking of, oh, I have to say fuck my ass. You just say it. You just go, you know, you just say, there's nothing better than when you're like getting intimate with someone and they go fuck, and you're like, yeah, right? Yeah, that's to me dirty talk. I fucking love that shit.
That's good to know, because I do that anyway. I'm like, yeah, like in my, I'll naturally be like, oh my God, it's so fucking good. Or I'll say their name and stuff. But I think when he just was like, oh, I love when you dirty talk, and I'd like more of that, I was like, more. You know, I don't know. I just freaked out.
Yeah. And then you get in your head, and that's the worst place to be.
Yeah.
But what about you, Killian? So that kind of, which would you?
No, I wouldn't be a big talker. No. I'd be quite, you know, I'd say the odd word here and there, but generally I'd be like a silent man.
Very Irish.
I can be silent.
No, but totally, like, not, I'm not anything,
yeah, you're like in a casket. I could be silent until they start making noises, and then I'm like, that's the only time I'm not really I'm like, oh, I should start making noise, just showing them that I'm also enjoying it, you know.
Okay, it's good to get the lads
playing the slide whistle.
It's good to get the lads' perspective. So do you guys like slapping the arse then?
No,
wouldn't be a big slapper of the arse. No.
No, I don't like slapping the arse. I like squeezing it and like holding it and eating off of it, I guess. But no, I'm not slapping it at all.
Why?
Unless she wants me to.
Why do lads like to slap it?
I think heavy on the porn. I think when you watch porn, they do that. Or it's either that, or like you dated a girl or someone that liked being slapped, you know, on the ass, and you're like, okay, so then you just bring that, you know, everybody is like a fucking like a cat burglar that's just leaving their little trademark behind. So it's like I don't know if this is making sense, but I'm just gonna keep going. then you start accumulating
the salmagundi of everything that that you've gotten from past relationships, and now you're this fucking ass slapping, licking, you're saying shit. You
just... I know. I want to go have a talk with the girl that was dating the guy I'm seeing now before, because she was big into like choking and porn style and all this, and their stuff was like kind of kinky, and now I'm like, oh no, he's slapping my ass. So I'm like, oh fuck. I'm like, no, let's come down from that level. Let's do a little bit more boring.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if it's like boring and not boring though. Like, I mean, I guess like it's easy to say, like, you know, getting slapped and then going like, oh yeah, you know, dirty talk, like, oh fuck me and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not, I don't know if it's like, it's a, cause it's a feeling. It's a, like, it's a sensation. Like, it's to whatever you feel or some, you know, your sensation is to say what's good or bad, not really like the theatrics of it. Like, you know, like very slowly touching someone very lightly and stuff can sometimes be the best thing. So it's like, it's not really like a big old slap on the arse. Isn't like a, you know, a show of strength and amazingness kind of, that sounds like it'd be kind of sore.
I know it takes me a little
like
bit.
Katie,
I can't. I'm trying to come here. Okay, I'm already in my head all the time, and you slap me. I'm like, well, now we're starting at 100 again. I gotta count myself down.
But also, you think that stuff. Like, I think I'm on the same page with you about being like, how do you even concentrate when someone's slapping your ass? How do you come in that way? But then you have sex with a girl, and she's like, slap my ass, and you're like, here they are. These are the people. These are the people.
And look, maybe I would end up liking it if I gave him more of a shot. But I think, so like when people are like, oh, just missionary. So let's say like if you're having missionary and you're like slowly touching their back and you're like intimate and you're pulling yourself up, like that's not boring. That's hot. Like, so missionary can be hot. And doggy can also be like, I love doggy style. Doggy style is my favorite. But like, it can also be like where they're grabbing your back and it's not just like bang, bang, bang. It's like, you know, they're like, it's sensual. I guess for me, I just love sensual. I just, I never want to feel like, I don't know. I don't like it where it slips into degrading. And I know a lot of people like that, or that dominant and stuff. I don't really like that.
I don't like that either. I like it to be a singular thing. I like us to become one organism kind of thing. I don't like being like, ooh, dominated, but also people like that. So all hell to you. I'm just not into it.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of girls like their hair being pulled and I'm like, it's attached to my head.
Yeah. I'll pull hair. I mean, I'm not going to pull hair from the back because I don't want to feel like snow dogs. I don't want to feel like Cupid and Junior and
like
snow
Santa.
Dogs.
Come on, Rudolph.
Yeah, like, gotcha.
And my nose is red from where you slapped me in the face.
So now we can
I think a little pull hair is fine, but
like if we're like together and you like are like, you know, this and then you go like that and kind of whatever,
that's fine.
Also with the neck, you know, you go up the fucking
a little bit, yeah.
that, and you go, that's fine, then
that's fine too,
slip a finger in the mouth
a little to the neck where you're like, ooh, but not like
Yeah, when you whisper, do you remember me from 5 years ago? You cut me in line at the bank.
Yeah.
And is that like getting more popular in Ireland, Killian? Do you know like more?
Well, I guess I've been in a relationship for a couple of years now, so I don't know what they're doing out there.
Like an old fella. It's like having my dad on the podcast.
But I mean, I guess like, you know, we're always modernizing, you know, we're, you know, legalized abortion and gay marriage referendum. So, I mean, I imagine the choking and the slapping and stuff must be the next thing to come.
And wait, so how do you keep the spice up so that it doesn't get too vanilla or too boring with your partner then if you're together so long?
I guess I never would have. Oh, the light's gone off. Sorry. I never would have talked that much about sex. I would have always been like afterwards, you know, talking about what happened and going through it and saying, you know, this was good or this wasn't. Not every time. It's not like it's like you're in school and it's homework or anything like that. Maybe like once in a while checking in and saying like this was nice. Or this was good. Maybe we could do this. Maybe we could do that. Like buying things for other people that you can use, that like, that's kind of nice. Doing things different, I think, is good as well. I guess that's what we do.
That's the thing. I'm also like, if you bring it all in at the start, so this all these conversations have spurred from this one thing this guy told me his ex did that just horrified me. So I've talked about, so this is why I've gone down these kind of porn style versus different styles of sex. But it's also like, I don't want to do all that stuff at the start. Let's save it for when it does get a little, and let's spice it up, you know. Maybe in like 6 months, maybe I'll be like, fucking choke me, I can't stand your face, I don't know. but I mean, like, yeah, you can just slowly, but I feel like now everything is like, let's do everything at once, and I'm like, you know, yeah, I just like to build up to stuff, if that makes sense, and get more.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah,
makes the most sense.
And what about like, I've been thinking, because I don't watch porn, and I just, all of my sex, I've had a lot of sex, but it's been like, just, that's where my experience has been, like real life, like guys telling me what they like. I've never, I watched one porn and the girl was like, he was like shoving her head with his, no wait, he was shoving her head on his cock, and I was like, ah! I
can't. Well, you've only watched porn once.
Yeah, you went to the basic one. I mean, you can,
I watched
find
lesbian
porn.
It's just nicer, but yeah, well, no, I probably watched porn five times
in your life.
Yeah, well, because we watched it once on the podcast when Dez was doing the podcast, and that was like lesbian porn. And then I went home and watched for research for the podcast where, but he was like, just like, oh, it was awful. She's like,
yeah, I would just like to point out that every time I watch porn, it's for research for a podcast.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I'm actually going to do some research after this.
I remember when we were younger, my friends said like the code word for porn was documentaries, and they'd say, like, watched a really good documentary last night.
That really sucks, because there's some really good there's actually really good documentaries.
Yeah, but you're not watching it as a teen. You're not watching actual documentaries as a teen.
Yeah.
So maybe only three or four times.
Yeah, you're talking about the jinx one, or
well, that's it. Midgets. So when he was talking about all this stuff his ex did, because I'm like a glutton for punishment. I'm like I love talking about ex and stuff, but then we got into the sex stuff, and I've never had any partner. There's just any person I've been with has been like, we've just figured it out and it's been grand. But like, what him and her were doing is not something I've ever done. So I got a bit in my head. I was like, oh God, do I need to watch porn now and figure out how to be like a porn girl? What I was going to say is, then I was like, shit, should I be watching porn? Should I be like learning how to like bounce up and down on a dick? I just do whatever feels good and whatever they tell me as we go along.
Yeah, okay. No, you don't have to learn anything. No one learns that. You don't learn anything from porn. People guys watch porn, and I think smart guys go, this isn't realistic, but it's just fun to see this chick who I think is hot get fucking railed. That's all porn. You don't go like, oh, I, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe some people are like, I can't wait to bring this idea to her, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, yeah, once you tell me, I don't really want to watch porn, but if you tell me, I'm like, yeah, cool. Can I ask you guys this question? So, you have your foreskin, right, Killian?
Yeah.
You don't have a...
Where did I actually use this before? Where is it again? No, yeah, found
it. It's somewhere around here. Yeah, it's right next to my passport.
And Brendan, yours is lost. It's gone, right?
Yes, it's gone. I lost it in the war.
So what I wanted to ask was, so I love giving blowjobs, and the guy I'm seeing now was like, I went to give him one and he pulled me back up. He was like, no, I don't like blowjobs. And then in my head, I was like, oh my God, this is now going to be my life goal, to make him let me give him a blowjob. But
that's because, true. That happens.
Yeah, because all of my exes loved like blowjobs, and they would just tell me, each one liked a different way, and they would just tell me and I would do it, and then it would be fine. And they liked different ball work, but they were all very good at communicating what they needed in America. I'm not talking about guys in Ireland. So with him, I was like, why? And he was like, I've never, any ex who's given it, I don't like it. And I was like, why? And he was like, I think it's because I have a foreskin, it's too sensitive. And then I was like, oh, so I was like, as soon as I get a chance, I'm gonna ask, is that true, Killian? I haven't had an Irish penis in a really long time, so I don't know.
I don't think so. No, I think he must have been just someone who didn't like that or something. I would have thought it would make it nicer, but
right.
I mean, yeah, I would have thought it would have made it nicer, but I mean, that's what I think. But I mean, yeah, no, I think he was talking out his ass, or he's talking out his foreskin, or I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he was just on his period, because it sounds like he's not a man.
I'm going to make him let me. I'm going to be like, you can just tell me what you like and we'll figure it out together, because like, this is a great thing that you should enjoy. But is there men that don't like blowjobs? Maybe it's a real thing.
It happens. I'm sure it happens. It's, you know, like I was seeing this girl who didn't like, every time I try to go down on her, she'd be like, no, I'm like, I haven't showered today. And I'm like, I like that. Okay. So I don't care. Do you think it's fine down there when you did shower? Because it pretty much tastes the same or a little bit sweeter.
You know? A little bit like Dove soap.
That was like when I finally went down on her after like months and months of her being like, no. It was amazing. It was awesome. That was like my goal.
Yeah. That's nice.
I think maybe for her though, for women.
that's a sweet story.
But I think for women, it's because sometimes like when guys are giving you oral, you're very in your head and it's like, it's just, or it could be a shame thing. It's like, oh, I don't want him down there, his face in my vagina. It's like a comfortability thing, I think more. Maybe
you want every part of our body near your vagina.
Yeah, I want all of your body in my vagina too.
I would put my ear up to every vagina and try to listen for seagulls.
I said to this new guy, I was like, also he gives me full permission to talk about his personal stuff on the every week. I go, are you sure? Because I'm gonna get a sweet out. And he's like, yeah, it's grand, I don't care. That's why America's
gonna be
great.
Walking down some street in Brooklyn listening to this and going, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's not even shit. I just go, that's why Americans are great. He's not even American, he's Chilean. But
nice.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a fuck. So I'm like, all right. Maybe he doesn't realize to what extent, but no, I don't know. He Brendan, he said to say that he thinks you're hilarious. He heard you on a podcast recently. He was like, oh my god, your friend Brendan's so funny.
Oh, great. Tell him if he wants an autograph, it'll be about 75 big ones.
Didn't mention me or
not yet. He's not in with the Irish comedy just yet, but don't worry. But what was I gonna say there?
I'm sorry,
you're famous. You have more followers than me and Brendan combined, so you're famous.
Yeah.
Oh, we lost Killian. He was like, fuck these guys.
Oh yeah, he fucking left.
But
still hear him, but his okay, Wi-Fi. Good.
I was thinking maybe it was like, you know, certain people don't find it hard to relax or whatever. So I was like, we could like 69. So I think I'll try that. And he was like, oh, no girls is ever 69. And I was like,
yeah, give it a shot.
Sit on your face.
Give it a shot. I like a good sit on the face thing.
Yeah.
I like when a girl just does that. That's fucking hot to me. I'm like, oh, you know, it's like I'm in the Titanic. I'm like, you know.
what's your guys' favorite? I feel like you guys are just so chill. I'm gonna be like, I don't care. All these questions I wrote down, these all my research for sex. But like, is there a favorite sex position you like?
I like when the girl is on top because I'm fat. So that's always, you know, that's always great. Just out of laziness, that's the best. But also, I feel like girls come. I mean, if they're not in their heads about how they look or anything on top, I think they come more when they're on top.
So when I'm on top, I'll come more if I do this thing that I genuinely think only certain lads have loved and other lads have been like, it doesn't really do anything for me because I'm not going up and down. I'm going like this, like side to side because their
like
cock
is
hitting me in the inside and it's hitting my clit. So some lads have been like, oh my God, it's going to make me come. And other have been like, oh, it just feels like a back and forth motion.
Yeah.
But so is that what you like, Brendan, when they're going side to side?
I like when they I do like when they know what they're doing on top, because you know, I think fucking 9 out of 10 times they're just like fucking going like this and shit, and you're like, Jesus Christ, feel this, get like, let's get into a rhythm here, because I don't, it's like now I feel like Tony Soprano, like, you know what I mean, like, you ever, you know, in Soprano, every time he's having sex with a girl and she's on top,
yeah,
they're just
yeah,
fucking
he's just lying
pounding
flat.
It. Yeah, and
they're
and just pounding
on
it.
Him, yeah.
Okay, but yeah, so that's good to know that both, because I know for a lot of girls I've talked to, they prefer the side to side, you know, where you're like grinding basically.
Well, do whatever you want. Yeah, I don't fucking care. I'll even do this thing. This is getting real personal here, but I'll do this thing when they're on top. I'll start working the clit for them.
Nice.
You know? Love that shit. Mm-hmm.
And what about you, Killian? What's your favorite sex position?
Yeah, I've done that as well. I don't know. I guess maybe when the woman's on top, I'd say that's pretty good. But I like doggy style as well. I think that's quite nice in its own way. But no, like when the woman's on top, it's not a laziness thing. It's not a, like I'm just lying like a pancake here and they're doing all the work. But it's just, I mean, I guess it's like it seems to ignite both people.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Plus, I don't work out. So when I'm doing missionary, my hands are fucking shaking and I'm like, I got to just go in and like get under their neck and do that shit. So, you know, I prefer just fucking laying down and giving it all I got from that point of view.
And Killian as well. So do you mind when they go side to side or do you prefer up and down?
No, that I guess I kind of get turned on by people getting turned on themselves. Like that's a big turn on when someone else is like, you know, getting really into it or whatever. So like that's that motion seems to do that for women. So that's definitely a turn on for me as well, is to see someone else really enjoying it and really like getting in the moment. So
yeah, that's awesome.
That's good to know, because like I literally like lost a lot of sex confidence recently just because of the comparing myself to the porn style ex. And like I love sex. It's like one of my things that I'm like comfortable with. So I really got in my head. And then I was like, because I love like doing the side to side, but then I was like, shit, should I be like bouncing up and down or something? Just like, and it's like, no, just do what you enjoy and that's gonna be hot. So yeah.
No, because yeah, there's like, it's also kind of embarrassing when someone doesn't know what they're doing. I'm sure I've had plenty of sex where the girl's like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is this? But it's like you know when you fuck a guy and he's doing like the jackrabbit thing where he's just going like fucking, you know, where he's like going pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
And every chick is like, fucking stop doing that. There is a woman version of that, and that's her being on top going like you know, like it's fucking gross. You're like, god damn it, just
wait, is that up and down?
I don't know what it was. It just doesn't feel like, sometimes you have sex where she's on top and you're like, this is how you do it, you know? Yeah. This is how you do it. And sometimes you're just like ringing a dinner bell here. You're just like with my penis. Like you have to, you know, you're trying to hit all the walls or something. It's fucking,
and you're
strange.
Just like, you actually, because you know you're going through the motions, and but then you realize like, if I just like stopped here, like I'm not feeling anything right now. I'm just lying here, and they're just like running around like a prison Wisby or something. Yeah, and it's like,
especially
I'm not feeling anything. Like this is just. Is there someone behind that mirror that you're performing?
Yeah, right. Is there someone that you're fucking on top of me?
Well, that's the thing, because if your dick is hitting the inside and her clit is hitting, so that could be like where you might not feel it as much. So that's why you have to do, just grab her and put in a motion that you like as well. I think that a guy did that to me a few years ago and I was like, oh, this is very helpful. Thank you. So I think as well, it's like,
did you say that that way?
Oh, this is very good. Thank you.
I probably did, to be honest. I had sex with this older comedian once and he like taught me a lot of stuff. When we were only banging, it wasn't like anything. We're still friends. Like, he's a nice guy, but he would say things that he wanted that no one ever told me before. And he was like, oh, will you do this? Will you do that? And I'm like, just because he was like good at communicating. And I was like, oh, this is great. I never even knew that I should do this. Thank you. Because nobody ever asked.
Sometimes that's all you need, you know?
A bit of guidance. You need to fuck someone older.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck someone's mom.
Are you guys romantic?
I have walls up. It's so hard for me to be romantic. I need the other person to, like, you know, it's just hard. It's hard. I am, but, you know, not really. I kind of feel icky. But I'm romantic in my own way. You know, if I'm like, you know, we all have a love language. And that's just me giving myself the out to not be romantic. But so, no, to answer your question, no, but I would love to be.
Do you find it corny? Is that why?
Maybe corny. Maybe also, like, I don't want to give them power. I don't want them to think that I, you know, really like them. You know, I want them to think, oh, this guy's not into me, so I like him.
Yeah, that's mental. Not like in a bad way, but I mean, like, I think everybody does that now in our generation, and then there's kind of game playing of who likes who less, and whereas like I would think it's better to be like more vulnerable if you can, and then if they don't like it, then it's quicker to move on. So you're actually in a win-win by being vulnerable, because you don't waste your time. And I think if they do like you, it gives them a chance to let down their guard. But I have done exactly what you've done, Brendan, and it's only with having like sex therapists and like counselors on the podcast and like matchmakers that I was like, fuck, I gotta change my ways.
Well, I was always like, oh, what's this neurological height like bullshit that's like, you know, where oh, there's always someone that likes someone more, but it's just not true. If that's true, if you're in a relationship and one of you likes the one other one better, that's not a good relationship. Interested on yourself, you're just going, oh well, you know, and it's just high school like crap that we play in our heads over and over and over again. There's nothing neurological about it.
Yeah, I think people just have different ways. I'd definitely be like a little, like, I'd say, oh, yeah, I'm very romantic, but I bet my girlfriend would say something different. but there's a funny, I saw a really funny meme where it was like a person's head, and then there was like the thoughts that they had in their head, and then they were doing an action. And like in their head, it said like, I love you so much. You mean the most to me. You're the most valuable person in my life. I would do anything for you. I love you. But then like what they were actually doing was just like handing the person a hot water bottle. Yeah. And it was like, that's sometimes how I feel. Sometimes I show my romanticism or my love is like, I do things like that. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll do the dishes and I'll get them a hot water bottle. And like, for me, that's like my way of communicating that. Like in my head, I'm like, I love you so much and my whatever, all that stuff. But I mean, it probably is nicer to just straight up say those things. But I guess I am a little like uncomfortable sometimes writing them. I'm getting better at it though. But I think it is, you know, it's nice to just affirm those things by vocalizing them. So we'll get there. I'll stop just giving people.
No, but I think, but even if you say to your girlfriend, this is how I express how I feel about you, and then she says, this is what I need to show that, you know, it's like matching up, because so I know exactly what you're saying. And that's like a really good point to make to people who are listening. Cause even like with the guy I'm seeing, we had like, he was pretty high yesterday. I didn't know he gets high, so I wouldn't have had the conversation with him if I knew he was high. So he had a bit of a panic attack.
Oh, God. He was just sitting there freaking out. It's like, I can't let her know I'm freaking out.
He was like, sorry, I was high. I don't get high all the time. It's just, it was a snow day and I decided to get high. And then you called me to talk about this stuff. And I was like, I can't deal. But I basically was like, what I need. So he does all these things. And I've spoke about it on like the solo episode podcast. So if anybody's listened to this, sorry, I'm repeating myself. But he does all these things. So he's very sweet. He'll like share my stuff on his Instagram to show that he's supportive. He went to a show and took photos. He like bought me a massage. He bought me flowers and all of that stuff is nice. And he was trying to buy something for my phone, but I was like, it's grand. I got it. And all that stuff is nice, but I need actual quality time. And he wasn't giving me a lot of actual quality time. Like, he'll text all the time, but then he was only giving me like weekdays, and he was prioritizing all these other, and we're only dating a short period of time, but I was like, at the start, I'd at least get a Saturday night, right?
Yeah, you're throwing me all these Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah,
I want a Saturday, Sunday.
Okay? Exactly. I was getting like a little stressed about it, because I was like, you know, you'd be like, oh, well, I can't hang out Saturday because I'm cooking dinner for like some other girl who's just a friend. But I'm like, okay, you've been friends with her for years. Like, you know, give me a fucking Saturday, pal.
Yeah, so, yeah. What a terrible excuse.
Yeah.
But also it's like, he's probably going like, well, I want you, like, you say shit like that when you go like, oh, I can't because of this thing that I'd obviously always reschedule because I want to be with you. But I want you to know that I don't need you. That's what I think that is. He's doing this fucking thing, so I can't hang.
Well, I don't know, because the thing is, he vocals about how much he needs me and how much he likes me and how he's like never met someone like me and how he's like, oh, I'm excited where this is going to go. And I'm looking to get into a relationship. I want something serious. So for me, I felt like he was going the extra mile without actually going the mile. you know? I was like, what is going on? So I said it to him. I was like, I don't need the massage. I don't need the, I would love all of those things to come after what I actually need. And if you don't get me those things, that's fine. I know that's how you're expressing. Because you'll send me these messages about how amazing I am. And I'm like, then fucking spend time with me, pal. Yeah.
Give me a Saturday.
Like I said it to him. I was like, I need a weekend night. And then he gave me like the Friday night after I finished work. And then he was rushing off the next day, even though he promised we would do the day, like watching videos and stuff. Our movie, sorry. So I was like, fucking like, this is ridiculous. I don't want to be dating someone who has like, has, can't even fit me in for more than a couple of hours. And then And then he was just like, he expresses how he cares about someone through like gifts and all of that. And he was like, okay, I just need to give you quality time. And I was also like, if you don't want to spend time with me, you shouldn't date me, because don't date the idea of me. but then he said to me that because I'm so busy and stuff, he just wanted, he didn't want to ever like ask for too much time. And so it's all about just like communicating, or even because when I said this to him, sorry, he got upset and like stressed out. And I was like, I'm not saying to make him feel bad.
Because he was high.
Because he was high. But the point is, I'm saying it so we can fix it and go forward. You're not like in trouble. I'm not your fucking principal.
Of course.
But yeah, I think you just have to express what you need, I guess. So but the hot water bottle is cute. I love that.
Well, can't you do both? Can't you go, here's a hot water bottle, I love you, and I'd do anything for you. Anyway.
Yeah. Just do it all.
Anyway, I gotta go cook this chick dinner.
I know.
She's a great friend. She's been a great friend for a long time.
A good friend.
He literally has seven best female friends, which is fine. I've got a lot of best male friends, but I've never, I didn't realize this, I've never dated a guy who has like all female friends. And he'll be like, yeah, me and Case or whatever, me and such are going to do this. Me and such are going to do this. And I'm like, who? And he'll send a picture of him and some girl on the bed, like, oh, we're watching some TV. I'm like, oh my God.
Nice little test.
That probably means he's a great guy. I'd say that's just a sign that he's a, just a really great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just gets on really well with women. And
this is me just trying to get him to say that I'm great, because he was saying all this nice stuff about Brandon. And then Brendan was like saying some things about him there. And I'm like, mate, if I say nice things about him, that's going to say some nice things about me. Yeah. What's going on about Brendan all the time?
Man, we're all deranged. We have mental illness, huh?
We're all mental and it's fine. Normalize being mental.
Yeah, normalize it.
Okay, well, that's good. I like that for the listeners. Just fucking communicate what you need. And Killian, tell your girlfriend you love her more.
I do, yeah. No, I will. I love Anna. If you know.
Is she there?
No, I don't think. No, she's not there.
She's gone with your foreskin.
Yeah. That's where I left it.
Or she's sitting in a living room with her dad, listening to you talk about all this shit.
chose the other side of the house very purposefully. The other side of the house.
And Brendan, you need to go and be more vulnerable.
I need to be more vulnerable.
You said you have guards up.
I always have walls up. You're right. But I am incredibly vulnerable. I think. Did I tell you this? I forgot who I was saying this to. But I've always thought that I've had a better sense of introspectiveness and my ownness. You know, more than the average person, which I do for sure. I'm open. I'm vulnerable. I see vulnerability as a strength. I see sensitivity as a strength. I'm all about that. I'm about that life. But recently I was like, oh, I have so much more digging to do. I have so many more walls that I have to put down, because this is ridiculous. I was like, I surprised myself. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, I need to fucking knock down these walls. I need to get this out of here.
Yeah.
I found a room in this haunted house that shouldn't be here.
I know, it's so scary. You're like, I don't want to get high ever, because I'm like, I got high once when I was in Amsterdam. But I kind of got like a little paranoid and stuff. And then my friend was like, oh, sometimes the high releases what's really inside you. And I was like, okay, well, I'm a fucking normal person in regular life. I'm not going to get high ever again. If there's any paranoia, it's staying locked inside.
That's also not true. Weed does not release what's inside of you. It relaxes you, but it also gives you, it also makes you paranoid and it makes you overthink. So it's like, this isn't inside of you. You're just overthinking. You're having mini panic attacks. That's what weed does.
Awful. It was awful.
I remember a teacher telling me what you say when you're drunk is what you really think. And I remember thinking that for years, and like things people had said to me. But then like one day after I was hungover, and I was like, the shit I said last night Like, I don't believe any of that stuff. Yeah. That's not, that's just a load of bollocks. Like, you really mean the things you say when you're like, no, you don't. You talk absolute shite.
You do.
It's not your Christmas feelings.
No,
like, yeah, man, I fucking love that movie. You're like, don't even like that film.
It's so true. And not even when you're drunk, sometimes, you know, you're just talking for the sake of talking and you say something and then I'll say stuff, and I've noticed this with partners where I've said, oh yeah, like, I don't know, I love pineapple, and then I next week I decide I don't like pineapple, and then they buy me pineapple for 3 months, and I'm like, I just was fucking, I, you know, sometimes you just say things, I don't necessarily mean it. That was a really bad example, but you know,
that's good, I like that. It's like, you become the pineapple person, and it's like, fuck's sake. I said it once.
Yeah. I remember saying that. I was like, I hate the beach. And then like 6 years later, someone was like, this guy hates the beach. And I was like, well, 6 years has gone by. So I still do hate the beach, but not as much as I used to.
I don't want it to be my thing.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
People do. They hold you to what you say, and they think, you know, you really mean it. And you're like, and sometimes you do in the moment, but it's like, yeah. Or sometimes you just say something, and you're like,
well, that's
as it comes
out
of your mouth.
What? Sorry, I was just going to say something that's completely obvious and benign. So you just, I was just going to go, that's why words are important. You know, I was literally going to say that.
There you go.
Well, you know, like, sometimes you say stuff and then you realize when you've said it, you don't feel that way. Like, I said, I love you to a partner once. And as it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, that's not true. Oh, no.
Yes.
Because you hear it out loud. I think just saying stuff out loud, even if it's just to a friend or to yourself or to a voice message to a friend, then you're able to hear it and go, actually, that's not truly how I feel. Because when it's in your head, it's like, it's just swimming around there.
You definitely have to think about it. You have to let the thoughts go. I've been meditating a lot recently, which is big on like letting the thoughts come in your brain, looking at them, and then letting them go away. And you're like, oh, wow. But it's
you're
like,
great. You really work on yourself.
Yeah, you like self-care. I'm either going through it or I'm coming out of it, but something's happening. But like, that's why, you know, people really do want to see you how they see you, and they will not see you until you make them see you another fucking way. And it all goes back to that thing when we were kids, and you definitely heard this in Ireland, maybe, I don't know, but they would say like, don't fucking cross your eyes because they'll get stuck like that. And what that means is, if you're walking around going like that, everybody's gonna go, that's the cross-eyed guy, he does nothing but crosses his eyes. And you're like, I don't want to be known as that guy, and it'll get fucking stuck like that.
Yeah. So,
you know,
yeah, one thing I'll say before you wrap this up, because we're coming up on an hour, do you struggle with being vulnerable, Killian?
I think that's like a real thing in Ireland. I know men in general are quite, you know, reserved and find it difficult to be vulnerable. I'm talking about maybe talking about your feelings. Like, that's what I mean. And kind of like opening yourself up and putting yourself in situations like that. I think that's in Ireland, it's for Irish men, it's very hard to unlearn the kind of the idea that you have to sort of hold on to things and put up a front. And it's a very hard thing to unlearn. A thing that's really good for unlearning that is just going to fucking New York for 2 years and just meeting the people there. And like, there's also no way you can hold it all in over there. It's like a very hard place to hold in, you know, whatever's going on. You'll eventually just start screaming and going, you know. But I think that I am like in the process of unlearning kind of, you know, putting up defenses and holding on to things and being quiet about things that you feel. I find like, I noticed I say, I don't mind all the time, but I like a lot of the time I do mind. Even it's like, the stupidest thing, where it's like, what do you want for dinner? You go like, do you want to do this or that? And I go, I don't mind. But then like the second I say it, I'm like, actually, fuck, I don't want to do the other thing. Dude. And then they go, let's do that. And I go, fuck, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, dude, it's like, it's, I actually, speaking of weed and all of this, I had a thing. The other week I took I haven't been smoking weed for a while, but I took a 90 milligram edible and I just fucking had panic attacks every 2 seconds, you know, and I had a lot of people texting me and stuff, and like even like interpersonal conflicts that were trying to be resolved at that time. And I want to answer these. I can't. And then I went, I have to tell them exactly what's going on and how I feel. And I went, I went, I just took a 90 milligram edible. I can't articulate myself the way I want to. We will talk about this tomorrow. And I just sent, and I immediately felt better. I was like,
yeah,
oh, that's the key to relationships is complete
honesty,
transparency and honesty.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I think like holding on to things though can be good as well. Like, I don't know, like, because there is a thing, like, I remember seeing this couple online and they were like, secret to our relationship or whatever. And they were like, every day we talk for half an hour about, you know, how we feel the relationship is going and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds like fucking horrible. That sounds horrible. Well, and like you'd end up like, you know, the way we were saying, you just look for things to say, you'd end up just saying things. You'd be like, you know, the way you leave your coat on that rack, I feel like that's my rack. And you just end up like making something you'd fight about.
100%. You know, 100%.
I agree with you, because I even think like with the guy I'm seeing now, I've come into it trying to be like nearly over communicating because I've been so like just going with the flow with the last partner. And I kind of was like, oh, right, I need to just say what I want and what I need. And then sometimes I'm like, I shouldn't have asked that question. I didn't want to know that answer, you know. And then even like, I'll be like, I said it to him yesterday. I was like, I think I'm over communicating maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I need to pull back.
Every couple should have a day of the month where they, you know, like a business where you sit and you go, well, let's see how we did this month.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that could be a 20-minute conversation. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling fantastic. All right, let's go get food.
It has to be like where they're not, because I know my guy said that he was like, when I ask him questions, he feels he has to answer, and then something he blurts out, and then he's like, oh, that's not really what I want or how I feel. And I then said to him afterwards, I was like, just say I don't know. If you don't, it's fine. I won't quiz you too. I won't be like, but are you sure? So yeah, I guess sometimes people feel like I think you're right, where they have to say like something like the way you said.
I just remember once we were doing the thing where it's like you have to like say something that like if something bothers you about the relationship, like bring that up. And I just remember like all I was doing then was just like sitting there kind of like looking at Anna, just going like, what about her bothers me? What about her? I'm just like, so like, what is it? What is it? Why do I hate her? What's going on? You know? And I'm just like, wait, this is not, I don't know, I'm just looking for something when there isn't something, you know? So it's like, it can be problematic.
Yeah,
obviously it's good, but you've got to be careful with it, I guess.
Exactly. Like, my friend is seeing this guy and she's like traumatized from all the other men in New York City. There's so many kind of head games and fuck boys and multiple partners and lies about wives and stuff, that if you have a string of those, you can come out of it very traumatized. So she's met a lovely lad now, and then she keeps saying all these things like, do you think that's a red flag, and I'm like, no, that's just his personality. That's totally fine if it doesn't fit with you, but they're not red flags. And that's the other thing, you can kind of come at it then looking for bad stuff. You know, is this going to be a problem in the future that he's really anal? I'm like, no, it's just his, maybe you just won't like it, but it doesn't mean it's not a red flag. So it's like, a red flag is like, I had an ex who checked my pulse to see if I was lying. That is a red flag.
That's as red as a flag can get.
But I wasn't lying, so I was like, yeah, go ahead, you don't mind.
That flag is maroon.
He checks your, what does he think? He's like able to sense that you're lying by your heart beating fast.
Yeah, he's
but some fucking weirdo puts his finger on my hand and starts checking my pulse. I'm gonna start going, oh.
He put it on my neck.
Who does this guy think he is?
Yeah, what is he's a machine who could detect lies?
He was weird. I was dating him when me and Dez started the podcast, and the whole time Dez would be like, this is fucking weird, Kate.
Great material.
Yeah, sure, look, you know, he didn't believe in space either, so that's,
well,
like, I mean, space, outer space, not like physical space.
Okay. That's what it sounded like.
Wow. He was probably storming the Capitol, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you like, hey, I need some space? And he's like, well, space doesn't exist. So
there are no stars. Okay. This was absolutely great. I really just wanted to get two lads on, and one Irish, one American, to get the kind of opposite of what me and Maddie and Maura talked about. And we kind of hit all that stuff. So that was brilliant. Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. My name's Killer Sunday, Killian Sunderman, Killer Sunday.
That's how I found you on TikTok.
That's how you found me.
Originally, yeah. And then I think
you got me on TikTok. That's cool. I like that.
I love your TikTok videos.
Nice. Do you guys need me to go or...
you mean wait, leave so you guys can kill you and you bond? Might not
I'm just
know,
like but... private chatting Brendan going like man, fuck off. Why haven't you left already?
Yeah. Bro, get the fuck out of here.
You might not know this, but Brendan just released an album, so for the listeners they should go listen to it.
What a nice transition into that plug. That was a great sound. Yes, I released an album. We were top of the iTunes charts for 6 days, and that's a lot, you know. Woo! That's a good thing. It's called Not Now More Than Ever. You can get it everywhere. You can listen to it for free everywhere. If you listen to it for free, whatever, I don't give a shit, just fucking listen to it, please. Tell your friends. And you could find me Twitter, at Instagram, at Brendan Sagalo.
Woo! Ooh. I like that. Was way better. Can you do mine then? Can I just type? Can you?
Yeah.
Say,
yeah. You type
better.
It and I'll fucking do it. I know it's hard to get over like the douche chills that you feel. You know, I'll find myself on podcasts closing my eyes and doing the things just to put just to have my avatar say it while my soul is on a different terrestrial plane, just going like blah, 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 while my soul is just flipping through a newspaper, just going, I hate
I'm not
this.
Doing that.
Let the guy do it. Who gives a shit? Gotta do what we gotta do.
But well, Killian, your videos are doing so great. I was just creeping on your page. Like you're like blowing up. Oh, he froze.
Oh, he froze.
He couldn't deal with the good attention. He was like,
yeah, well, I don't know what it is, but it's like whenever the country goes into lockdown, I turn back.
Okay, you're back.
Okay, you're finally back.
You're so left your body when I started complimenting you.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, can't deal. No, I was just saying, I think it's something to do with lockdown and the fact that everyone's at home on their phones, and I don't know, everyone's experiencing the exact same thing, so I find like material for videos has never been easier, because it's like, I don't know, you just like spend all day indoors and then you make a video about spending all day indoors and everyone's like, oh my god, that's fucking me, and you're like, okay, yeah.
It is very cool that the entire planet is bonding over the same fucking thing.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice.
You know,
it's terrible, but it's nice.
So that's it. You guys are great. I love you both. Yeah. It's so nice to meet you, Killian and Brendan. I'll see you for coffee soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for having me and us, I guess. Well, thanks for having Katie. Me. I'm not gonna speak for Killian.
Lovely to meet you too, Brandon.
Yeah, lovely to meet you too.
This will come out next week.
And Woo-hoo! To hear about your foreskin, which is great.
Okay, thank you so much for listening. Like I said already, follow the guys and you can sign up to the Patreon.com/shiftpodcast. The episode that we recorded yesterday was with Caitlin Reese and Oscar Iden. That'll be up, so I guess tonight, because technically it's Monday morning here, but it'll be up Tuesday on the Patreon. And we basically chatted about non-heterosexual relationships. So because obviously I haven't any experience of having sex with anybody other than someone who identifies as a man. So I asked Caitlin to come on and she identifies as queer, and I asked Oscar to come on and he's a gay man. And so they just talked about their experiences and their perspective, advice on sex, and yeah, they just told me about their lives and we have the great chats, and they explained a lot of terms for me as well. So yeah, if you're interested in seeing that or listening to that a week early, that'll be up there tonight. Other than that, please always email or DM if you have any questions or any topics you want me to cover or any guests you want me to get on. And if you could rate, review, all of that, that'd be great. And yeah, just sign up to the Patreon. It's pay what you want. And other than that, I have nothing really else to say other than I love yous and have a great night, or I guess day, because it's Tuesday, where it would depend on where you're. Have a great whatever. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.